Don't come running after right. Babylon, I want to be free.
Queen Frog. No princess to take that, no. Hey, hey, pump up the volume and let them fail. Jump up and run the voluntary face mail. Go tell the shot of the star, don't die until the last reel. Mama used to tell me there be days like these. Bone smugglers come out in twos and threes. If a youth will grow, don't know, excuse me, thanks and please. Hey, Babylon, the pressure the king stop. Dragon a breeding a neck back, oh, oh, oh. Hey, hey, Babylon a pressure me one part. No king will take that, no. Oh.
in suffering. I know that something has gone wrong. Whoa, am I clear cut the land? Am I fact just coming to stay? And am I bomb the place? Imagination, boy. Everyone's working for the house. Or am I asking too many questions? To whom does the house belong? Oh yeah, to whom does the house belong? I'm asking you, to whom does the house belong? Always up and down, like a roller coaster. All they can do is hold on tight. Boy, they're thinking for themselves. The rules of competition make it hard to do what's right. Jaded imagination. Boy, everyone's working for the house. Who am I asking? Too many questions. To whom does the house belong?
City to march for the freedom of Oscar Lopez Rivera. Oscar Lopez Rivera is a Puerto Rican political prisoner who has served 34 years in prison for fighting for the independence of Puerto Rico, my country. 12 of those years were served in complete isolation. He's 72 years old. He is a Vietnam veteran. He has never been charged with any violent crime. This is a human rights issue. Join us on May 30th. When we will tell President Obama that 34 years is enough, it is time to free Oscar Lopez Rivera.
Hi, this is Julian Joyello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy system. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
On Saturday, May 16th, Malcolm X Commemoration Committee will join venerated elder and leader in the Black liberation struggle, Ealua Ferguson, legendary revolutionary poet Sonia Sanchez, the Reverend Herbert Daughtry, and a host of others in a tribute honoring Baba Herman Ferguson, who joined the ancestors last September. This spoken word and cultural memorial takes place at the historic House of the Lord Church, 415 Atlantic Avenue at Bond Street in Brooklyn. That's Saturday, May 16th. 3 to 6 p.m. For more information, call 718-512-5008 or email mxcc519@verizon.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, May 15th, the award-winning Midnight Ravers will present a three-hour marathon special from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Join us for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte, in which we'll pay homage to Harry Belafonte and his legacy. So, mark that date on your calendar, in purple, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, May 15th, midnight to 3 a.m. for The Soul of a Man. A tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
How wonderful it is to be here to experience this rich community, which I think serves as a promise for the revolution.
What brings over 4,000 progressives together every spring? Left Forum, a place for debate, learning, sharing skills, and building movements on the left. May 29th to the 31st at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Visit leftforum.org for more information.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I'm hated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country. A media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Oh, my people. Oh, 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 o
For the freedom of Oscar Lopez Rivera. Oscar Lopez Rivera is a Puerto Rican political prisoner who has served 34 years in prison for fighting for the independence of Puerto Rico, my country. 12 of those years were served in complete isolation. He's 72 years old. He is a Vietnam veteran. He has never been charged with any violent crime. This is a human rights issue. Join us on May 30th. When we will tell President Obama that 34 years is enough, it is time to free Oscar Lopez Rivera.
You're listening to WBAI in New York as we engage in our spring membership drive. Please tune in. Hear your favorite shows on alternate weeks. And during week two, we have a special focus on health with a Live Well series from 12 to 3 p.m. Don't miss a moment of your favorite shows, special offers, new material, and the exchange of information and ideas. So stay tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM and I.org. Support your radio station and favorite shows by calling 212-209-2950 or going to give2wbai.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck, your public enemy number one, the rebel without a pause, bringing the noise and fighting the power right here to the sights and sounds. That's right, sights, 99.5 WBAI.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, May 15th, the award-winning Midnight Ravers will present a three-hour marathon special from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Join us for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte, in which we'll pay homage to Harry Belafonte and his legacy. So, mark that date on your calendar, in purple, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, May 15th, 12 midnight to 3 a.m., For the Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
On Thursday, May 21st, starting at 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m., join Bob Law for Night Talk Live, an open community forum at Mist Harlem, and broadcast on WBAI for a radio program titled Black America in Crisis, Which Way Forward. This will be a talk radio format with live audience participation. We have been told what we should not do. Now let organizers, activists, and developers with strategies for what we should do. That's Thursday, May 21st, starting at 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Mist Harlem, 46 West 116th Street in the Village of Harlem, between Malcolm X and Fifth Avenues. Free admission, community urge to attend.
It's time for LES, the Pulitzer Prize-winning theater for the new city that gave you the Village Halloween Parade, now presents the Lower East Side Festival of the Arts. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Theater for the new city is at 155 First Avenue at 10th Street. The kickoff is at 6 p.m. each evening. Plays, musicals, cabaret, film, over 100 artists and theater groups, and it's free, free to the public. The most multi-ethnic, multi-talented, multicultural, incredible array of creators. creativity ever seen in New York City. And on Saturday afternoon, plays for kids by kids. And outside, a cultural fair with food, music, poets, celebrities. Come swing with us. Come dance to Afro-Cuban jazz and salsa. Hear the music of Bengal. See Chinese opera. The Lower East Side Festival of the Arts. May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Visit theaterforthenewcity.net. That's theaterforthenewcity.net. L-E-S. We've got it all.
Get ready to boogie down Broadway from 21st Street to Tompkins Square Park. Join over 10,000 dancers moving and grooving to over 75 styles of dance, from African to tap, ballet to salsa, at the 9th Annual New York City Dance Parade. On Saturday, May 16th, the parade starts at 1 p.m., followed by a festival at 3 p.m. on four stages. Free dance lessons from New York City's best dance teachers, a dance party, and more. Join, volunteer, and support this awesome community event. Go to danceparade.org.
Thank you very much, Reggie Johnson, WBAI New York.
Hey there, friends. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. Help us with our recovery. Go to WBAI.org and help us by joining the Buddy System. The more people we have on a recurrent basis giving money to the station, the less we'll have to have fund drives. Help us cut down on those, and we'll do what we can for you. WBAI.org. Buddy. Make a difference.
Listeners, listen up. The Community Advisory Board, or the CAB, is a group of listeners who meet every Sunday to help WBAI. Our station needs actual work done, hands and bodies, at the WBAI office in Brooklyn, New York. Now is the time to move from listening to action. Come and do some work. We need to pack and mail premiums, call listeners to solve premium problems, complete inventorying, and send out BAI buddy packs. Commit to 12 hours a week or whatever you can. You can show up from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. WBAI's heart and soul is the listener. So bring your body, heart, and soul to 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, you can send an email to volunteer@WBAI.org.
Hi, I'm Rosie Perez, and this is WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York.
Thank you very much, Rosie Perez, right here at 99.5 WBAI. 212-209-2950 for telephone calls at the $50 level to get us over this hump. Yeah. Uh-huh. 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. 58 degrees in Brooklyn. Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, y'all. 8 minutes after flat burning time. We'll do this on to three. Usually you'd hear Jim Freund right here at 99 Cinco. He'll be back same place, same time right here, y'all. Two more telephone calls. 212-209-2950. We'll be right back.
porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Cariño, ven esta noche, me siento tan solo. Hace frío y mi alma vacila sin consuelo. La policía por la calle pasa de... No, toda clase de elemento. Cierra la cortina, tumbate a mi lado y juntos esperemos el final del mundo. Crece la paranoia, soldados en patrulla. Tiembla Babilonia, que esta noche es mía. Si hemos de morir, yo quiero que sea esta noche en tus brazos. Yo no me asustaré. Si hemos de morir, yo quiero que sea esta noche. Abrázame, contigo yo me quemaré.
Escucha lo que te viene diciendo el sargento, mami.
Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight.
Babilón quiere matarme porque soy diferente. Tú quieres humillarme porque...
Siempre persiguiéndome cuando estoy con mi gente. Por eso esta noche doy el último combate.
Me secuestro con mi nena y que llueva. Que caigan bombas, centellas o lo que sea. Yo cierro la persiana, que nadie me toque la campana. Yo no estoy para nadie ni nada. Que se queme la malla. Pero no cuenten con mi persona
para morir en fila.
Yo lo que quiero es morirme en los brazos de una mujer linda.
Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Si a mí lo que me gusta es gozar, estar contigo, no ser nada especial. Lo que un ejército entero no pudo lograr, lo lograremos con nuestro eterno amar. Quédate conmigo esta noche, mamita. Tú sabes, al final el que pierde gana. Si hemos de morir, yo quiero que sea esta noche. Abrázame, contigo yo no moriré.
Y es que el sargento no quiere morirse solo, mami, y menos que esta noche.
Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes tonight, porque yo quiero que me ames tonight. Ay, no te vayas, no me dejes
me call and throw it upon a phone. Suppose you want to pick it up, it's your business. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You told me call and throw it in a call of phone. Suppose you want to pick it up, it's your business. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Whether you are black or you are white, whether you are black or you are white, if it's you, it is you. If it's you, it is you. Why won't you stop the fussing and your fighting? Why won't you stop your stealing and your killing? It is you I'm talking to. It is you I'm talking to.
If they can't fit you, wear it. If I saw, I saw. Oh yeah, yeah.
Sipping from this cup, full cup of peace. Not one shall not, not one. Old people shall not enter. These are all a lie. We wise and a true man stand. Sipping from the cup of peace. You chant down no Babylon. You chant down no Babylon. Chant down no Babylon. Chant down no Babylon. Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. You give thanks and praise to Jah. Beautiful it used to be.
After the hour, 35 minutes after 2 o'clock. We do this up until 3 o'clock, from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock. sitting in for Kathy Davis, Jim Frine. They both will be here next week, same place, same time. Meanwhile, it's the Begathon to keep your super back. Ready, aim. To push back. You know what I mean? To fire. You know what I mean? Super pack to watch your back. Yeah. 99.5 WBAI, listener-sponsored community radio at its very best. The very best, the Pacifica radio right here. In New York City, 99.5. List alive, burn, baby, burn. Step up to the plate at 212-209-2950. Heavy lifting time, make it 36 minutes after 2 o'clock. Flag burning time, creeping up to 37 minutes after 2 o'clock. AM style E. It's gonna get up to about 60-something degrees on the outside, right? We can do this. Just two more telephone calls at the $150 level would do the trick. You can spread it out over 12 months here. Yes, you can. Mario Murillo returns tomorrow, 6 o'clock, with a brand new morning show, just like Michael G's, hanging in the wings, ready for you to swing, you know what I mean, real hard. Michael G and company, 8 o'clock, Amy Goodman, on point politically with Juan Gonzalez, Democracy Now More Than Ever, Jeannie Harper and the crew, Liquid Sound Lounge. The very best of our Midnight Ravers right here. Terry Wilson, the genius. Apte Selassie, Labyrinth at its best.
What?
Yeah, that's what I say. What? JBB, John Brown's body, the reggae group that got robbed, the Grammy in Imperialist America, y'all. Where else you gonna hear this? Nowhere else they play this kind of music. Imperialist USA, in racist Jim Crow USA.
we make the fishing amplify when we move a crowd. Visual systems in the sky, deep and spiritual. Sound baby, you're connected by the soul and physical. Much we can let it go, we bring the fire, gonna set the free today. So come on, we amplify the sounds of reality.
Lost them. still guide you. Watch who you speak to.
Crisscross and Jane, and although with one another, we wasn't that familiar. All the same, it was family. That's why me I beg pardon and take this liberty and put down a couple rhyme to your memory. It come in like I just the other day you left school and joined the railway with no ambition and a future plan. You wasn't drawing big pay, but you was well on your way. Just when you're ready to start, you go choo 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 boogie. Train cut your journey short. Here you get your last send off from your band ground. Before them fly your body down to jam down. The sun stay away from work that day, and the slate gray January day. I sing a silent dirge as dark clouds dart in a different direction, collide and converge. Merge and re-merge in a bluster of emotion in a church-based style. And the rain it a fall in a squall like tear-tipped arrows piercing the heart of the moon of them. The Baptist church it full up to the brim, overflow upon the step to the street. Long time no see family and friend, meet and greet, talking about your hasty retreat. Inside mournful voices I sing, them familiar, bittersweet hymn. And it is well, with your soul. Rude boys broke down in tears, ministered girls weep and wail. There's a posse of black and white workers from British Rail. Your colleague them from your short working years. And there was testimony after testimony from your age mate them, punctuated by spontaneous applause, about how you did tall and slim and good looking, with your long chin and your captivating grin. About your kindness, about your caring, about your thoughtfulness, about how big and how broad in love you was. Up to now, we still not get no proper explanation. No witness at the station, no police investigation as to how you come to hang up on the wrong side of the track. How your face get fit on from front to back, and who you did attack upon your mobile. Them just call it accident, close your file. Your true dream island, now they say you did a plan to make your final destination. Now your dream come true and your touchdown. Hashes to hashes, dust to dust, in a St. Elizabeth style.
99.5 FM, WBAI.org. 52 minutes after 2 o'clock right here, creeping up 8 minutes before 3 o'clock. Don't forget we have a Midnight Raver special happening on the 16th of May. Tribute to the great Harry Belafonte, the world's most underrated superstar. Yeah. 6 o'clock this morning, Michael G comes in with the very best of the morning show happening right here. 6 o'clock running into Democracy Now at 8 o'clock. This is why you got to support this militant canary at the end of the tunnel right here. 212-209-2900. One of the greatest things about this radio show is that you hear the kind of music they refuse to play on Imperious Radio in Imperious America. To do, but we gotta stop the music because Tally wants you to call in right now because it's coming on to the last. Gotta raise this $500 real quick. Steve Winwood on keyboards, Eric Gale on guitar, Jeffrey Chung producing Ice Man.
In front of 3 o'clock, you're in tune to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM New York. WBAI.RG.
Special from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Join us for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte, in which we'll pay homage to Harry Belafonte and his legacy. So mark that date on your calendar in purple, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, May 15th, 12 midnight to 3 a.m. for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Our guest today is Dr. Gwen Scott, a naturopathic doctor and former CNN news anchor. Dr. Scott is a master herbalist who has studied with the prominent alternative medicine practitioner, Dr. Deepak Chopra, and she has also studied with traditional healers in the Latino, Hispanic, and Native American communities. Today we have a must-have 3-DVD set in which Dr. Scott offers simple and easy natural remedies for some very common ailments. So if you'd like to learn how to stop a cold or flu in its tracks, cure an earache, eliminate scars, or make your own rescue remedies, this is something that you're going to want to have. Welcome, Dr. Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to be talking to you. When you see articles or specials about irradiation, one of the things that the mainstream media says is that irradiation is harmless, and that in scientific studies, if you compare non-irradiated food to irradiated food, that it's the same, it has the same value, the same molecular structure. Many people don't buy it and are, you know, we're not consuming food that was labeled irradiated when these things were first coming out. And so obviously they've gone back to the drawing board on forcing their consumers. But really, what happens to food? What is irradiation and what happens irradiated?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a nuclear rocket scientist, mm-hmm. whatever, surgeon, to figure out that radiation,
mm-hmm.
We use it to kill things.
Mm.
Period. And when these nutrients in our foods, the enzymes, the vitamins and minerals, are very delicate. And in microwaving is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we embrace that technology, got things on the table more quickly, but now we're looking at physicists and all kinds of scientists saying, you know, it's so rearranges the molecular structure that your body, and it's perhaps one of the reasons Americans are struggling with weight like they are. And one physicist called it food wad. He said, you know, it may look like broccoli or whatever, but when it goes into your system, your body doesn't know what it is because it's been so molecularly changed and altered.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of stores it, as he called his food wad or fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this where, Natalie, I've asked people, just tape your microwave closed for a month,
mm-hmm.
and see how your weight does. And they all report, in varying degrees, weight loss.
And this is because of the way the molecular structure of the food has changed from either radiation by irradiating food or the radiation from a microwave?
Exactly. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
But they all essentially do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Which
zap,
is
and we use the word zap, mm-hmm. nuke. Somewhere deep inside of us, we know this is not the way we want to do our foods. And to me, the most important aspect of this is choice. We should have a choice. If we want organic foods unmolested, we should be able to get them. We should not have it mandated to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can grow your own, that's the way to go. If you know a local organic farmer, but most people don't. They go to the health food store and depend on those folks, you know, to bring their fruits and vegetables in a fairly clean, non-chemical, non-altered whole food state.
Mm-hmm.
And this will change that dramatically.
The Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide 3 DVD set, and it really shows us the value in something like this, because for so many of us who, when you think about laws like the Food Safety Modernization Act and facing limited choices, less choices, it becomes more essential to know how to take care of yourself naturally. It becomes more clear why something like a Survivor's Guide to Natural Medicine is important for people. And so, you know, I'm sure that you started putting this together before things like food safety modernization were on the horizon, just out of wanting to share what you know and what you understand, what you see people need as a practitioner. But times have changed, and this is now actually becoming critical and coveted, and maybe even one day contraband information that you've put together here in the Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide.
Yeah, you know, I had, what they say, rumors of war. I saw this happening, and I was hearing rumors from other countries, and I could see what was happening in this country, the systematic removal of all of our freedoms that we so cherish. And, of course, in my end of the world, that means natural medicines and herbs and good food. And so I had spent 30 years really working, as you said in the introduction, with all of these. And I don't want to forget the African-American community either, because I spent a good time in the Mississippi Delta working with some very old healers there. And what I've tried to do is go back to the basics, find things that are available to everyone that cost pennies. I hate elitist medicine. It's sacred. Wasn't ever meant to be a cash cow, and that did the job and did no harm. And I would say at this point, Natalie, anytime we do anything new in our healthcare regimen, we should be working with a practitioner. I mean, that's just the way we should be doing it, especially if we're taking any over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs, because even the most benign herb will contraindicate with some of these drugs. So the pharmacist is your point person.
Mm-hmm.
They know which ones contraindicate with what herbs and supplements. An example, if you're on heart meds, most of them you should not even get near grapefruit, which is a pretty nutritious, benign thing. But when combined with this drug, causes problems. So always, no matter what, work with a healthcare, a professional healthcare practitioner. I have to say that because it's really true. I put this together from my heart and soul, because I did feel these days were coming, I'm sad to say, and that people would be a bit lost if most people in this country got into natural or alternative, it's called, medicine. Once everything was up and running, prepackaged, pre-prepared, go to the health store, it's all there for you, there are books, you know, but what happens if that all goes away? Where are the roots? Well, that's what I've spent 30 years doing, is finding the roots to all of these prepackaged, pre-prepared, nicely presented. But if they go away, what would you do? You wouldn't know. So that's what this DVD, it's over 4 hours. You know, I was laughing once, I thought, War and Peace. I didn't realize when I started it would be so much information. I didn't realize.
It's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, I'm really impressed. I've gone through the DVDs, and you packed so much information in here. And as I was watching, I was thinking, you know, I'm a trained herbalist, and I've also managed a holistic healthcare center. And so when I first saw the set, I thought, okay, you know, you see so many materials, new books, new box sets, and half the time they really don't have that much to offer. Or you cringe when you hear the things that they're sharing with people. And so I did not have high expectations when I popped in the DVDs. And I kept saying as I watched you and listened to you, I was like, that's right on point. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I love sharing, especially when I was a practicing herbalist, seeing clients. You know, I also called it kitchen medicine, and I also called it grocery store medicine. But the stuff that I love to share with people is the stuff that you can either roll right out into your yard and pick, or for those of us who don't have a lot of access to land, we can roll right into the grocery store, go to the produce aisle where the herbs and the roots are, and pick so much medicine. And I remember when I would share that with people, because one of the things that puts people off sometimes about natural medicine is that it's become a commodity, a very pricey commodity. And so a lot of times people just don't even get started because they think, oh, I don't have any more money to spend on, you know, going and buying these supplements and these herbs, and, you know, I'll just stick with what I've got going. And the great thing about kitchen medicine and grocery store medicine and garden medicine is that, like you said, it's pennies on the dollar, it's very accessible, it's very simple, and it's incredibly empowering. You know, when you are, you know, in a bind, you feel a virus coming on, and instead of, you know, having to go down to the drugstore and part with, you know, $10, $15 for something over the counter or even more, if it's a prescription, when you can go into the grocery store and for a few dollars, you know, buy an herb or a root and take it home and make a tincture or a tea or an oil extraction, and you're better, you know, you feel yourself getting better right when you start to take it. That feeling of not only, you know, am I getting better on my own, I'm getting better naturally, I'm getting better with something from the earth. That whole combination is so empowering, and you don't have that drug hangover that you can sometimes have when you take these medications that make you drowsy or have side effects like, you know, your stomach hurts. So, you know, you have a new problem is often what happens is you trade one for another.
All drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical, over-the-counter prescription, have a toxic nature. It's in varying degrees. Some extremely toxic.
Well, and I also remember recently there was a whole scare with the children's versions